Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about some local issues. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Texas, ma'am?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And in these November elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Outright running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other office here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republicans candidate if they are better?
A mix.
Okay, thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas is state government, is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction in political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rules is working well and should continue?
The first one, time for a change.
Okay. And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? I know that probably they're all important because they are, but if you can choose one, that would be great. Now, the gun violence in Texas, or the economy, inflation, and jobs, the violent crime, the illegal immigration in the border, the property taxes, the health care costs, abortion rights, or funding for public schools and teachers' pay. Which do you think is the most important?
Abortion rights. Okay.
And the second one, most important, which one will be? Gun violence, violent crime, property taxes, health care, illegal immigration?
Probably, I guess, gun violence.
Thank you, ma'am. And next, can you mark your opinion of each as a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? How about Camp Paxton? What's your opinion?
Very unfavorable.
And Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Who?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable for Joe Biden?
I guess very favorable.
Okay. And how about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Ted Cruz?
Very unfavorable.
And Mark LaHood? You recognize
I don't know him.
Okay.
I recognize the name, but I don't have any opinion.
Understood. How about Donald Trump? What's your opinion?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Laurel Jordan Switch, do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And Colin Allred? Allred,
I'm very sorry. Favorable. Yeah, Allred. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. And Steve Allison?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Did I say that one right? Colin Allred or Allred?
Colin Allred.
Colin Allred. Okay, thank you, ma'am. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Colin Allred.
And if the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Switch, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
The Democrat.
Okay. And here's some follow-up information about these State House District candidates. The first one, Mark LaHood, is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and there is no time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Now, the second one, Laurel Jordan Switch, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native, with a career in medical sales who raised 5 kids in our community, a former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom or choice to have an abortion, as well as to foster unity and respect. Now, based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood or Republican?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
Thank you, ma'am. Laurel. Okay, and American culture. Mark, which side do you agree with most? The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate the America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyle. Second one, it says America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of the race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. First one or second one? Do you agree with most?
The second.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate your patience on the line, man. Now, I agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversation for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Second one, it says, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. First one or second one? You agree with most?
Second one.
Okay. Now, which one is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Now, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. Now, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayers' money and his failed border policies, where the money could be better spent on our schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead of the federal government should take over the responsibility to secure our border. First one or second one?
Second one.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the Texas laws protecting unborn life but banning abortions? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. And in your opinion, which of these 5 worst things about Texas anti-abortion laws? Okay, now, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, fines any family or friends $10,000, assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion, or because it takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, or the part that it says no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk, or because it requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Now, in your opinion, which one of those that I just read is the worst one?
That's hard. I think, what was the one? It just takes away a woman's right to make decisions about her body.
Yeah, it takes away their freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. Not part of the law. Is that the worst one? About the abortion lines?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. And there is no right or no wrong answers. And if you don't want to share your opinion, you let me know, okay, ma'am? But thank you for your patience. Now, the next few statements about each of the candidates running for the state legislature, that their opponents might make. Now, can you please rate your reaction to each as either very strong reason to vote against that candidate or somewhat strong reason or a weak reason to vote against that candidate? Okay, now here's the first one. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that will siphon money away from public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Is that a very strong reason to vote against this candidate? Somewhat strong or a weak reason?
Very strong.
Okay, and the legislature, Laurel Jordan Switch, will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Again, Is that a strong, very strong reason, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against?
That kind of weak reason to vote against.
Mark LaHood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care of anyone who assists women traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Is that a very strong reason to vote against that? Somewhat, or a weak reason?
Yeah. Very strong.
Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. Again, same option, same question. Very strong, somewhat, or a weak reason to vote against her?
Oh, weak reason.
Okay. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views that he will put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. Is that a strong, very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against Mr. Mark LaHood?
Very strong.
And Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and committed murder. Same question, same options, man. What's your answer?
Is there a
very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against Mr. LaHood?
Oh. Weak reason to vote.
And Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals will continue their Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and a spike of migrant crimes to our communities. Again, is that a very strong reason to vote against Ms. Laurel Jordan? Somewhat strong or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Okay, thank you. And Mark LaHood endorsed by and embrace anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses. Is that a very strong reason to vote against Mr. LaHood? Somewhat?
Yes.
Or a weak reason? Okay.
And very strong.
Switch is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Again, very strong, so we're strong. We're a weak reason to vote against her.
Weak.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, Laurel Jordan's switch is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. A strong, somewhat, or a weak reason?
Weak reason.
LaHood campaigns is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-the-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. Again, strong, somewhat, or a weak reason to vote against Mr. LaHood?
Very strong.
And LaHood, on record, taking campaign contributions from a group, that even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. Is that a very strong reason to vote against Mr. LaHood? Somewhat or a weak reason?
He's endorsed by a group?
He's endorsed by a group of people that even the state Republican leaders say it is wrong.
Okay, I guess somewhat strong.
Okay. And Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against him?
Strong reason.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, after hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his belief, and as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative,
mm-hmm.
Allison, in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or disagree that Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas? Agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Okay. Now, real quick, lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies that one of the candidates for the state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Now, answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Yeah, here's the first statement. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or a vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift say it's time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Very positive reaction, so what, neutral or negative about the statement?
Very positive.
And Laurel Jordan Swift believes that Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including what medically necessary to save a woman's life. What's your reaction to the statement? Very, somewhat, positive, negative, or neutral?
Very positive.
Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver, and the legislature working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. What's your reaction to the statement?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. And the legislature, Laurel, will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. What's your reaction to that statement?
Very positive.
And Laurel Jordan, which is a strong and consistent supporter of public education, she said that the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teachers' pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Your reaction to that statement?
Very positive.
And a former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy life. And Austin, that she will work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. What's your reaction to the statement?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. And Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shooting is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales. Your reaction to the statement, please? Very, somewhat?
Very, very positive.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, in the legislature, Laurel Jordan will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. Your reaction to the statement?
Very positive.
And Laurel Jordan knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not to pay their fair share. Your reaction to this statement, please?
Very positive.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, to finish this up, having heard all this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan, the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And just for statistical purpose only and for the record, what is your gender, male, female, or other?
Female.
Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
40 to 54.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you consider yourself to be as either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or Asian Pacific Islander or white Caucasian or other?
White.
Thank you. And do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years of obtaining, yes or no?
Yes.
And finally, can you mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment? How about TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or RAN? Yes or no?
Is it Just TV channels in general, or just the
one? No. I'm going to read each one, and you tell me whether you get your news or entertainment from that particular one, and then I'm going to move to the next one. But right now, do you get your news or entertainment from Fox, Fox News, or OAN? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how about Facebook? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you get your news or information from Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
And YouTube TV? Yes or no?
Yes.
And your TV channels like MSNBC or CNN? You get your news
yes.
or anything? Yes. Okay. And how about the streaming, TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount? Do you get your entertainment or news from there? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience on the line. This concludes the survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. You enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Thank you.